Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
Which just goes to show something. The first alarms after the election in November 2016 were unanimous. Don't normalize Trump. Don't let him get away with pretending to be something he's never been, never will be, and is totally incapable of being. Those newspaper commentators, pundits on television, op-ed writers, and plain scared citizens fell together as one. Apparently, they knew something most of the rest of us didn't. Dear One himself must have intuited it. For a few months, the juxtaposition of the words Trump and President rang tinnily in our ears. We couldn't believe it. As time progressed and Dear One began keeping his promises, the press and public alike were astounded at his errors, misjudgments, astonishingly sleazy statements. Pugnacious and arrogant, the man came to be the punchline of 10,000 jokes here and abroad. Abroad, the humor was mixed unhappily with fear and distrust. Don't normalize him, came the calls. Don't let his behavior hide the fact that he knows nothing, wants to know nothing, isn't going to learn anything. Being presidential became just another SNL mantra. 10 months after his coronation, the man is surfing. Why? Because no matter who is president, what matters to the public at large is that there is a president. With faults, missteps, lies, abusive relationships, threats, and a breeze that never ruffles his hair, Trump eventually becomes President Trump, like it or not. The Democrats took a dive and went into hiding. Republicans were scared out of their wits and couldn't manage to find where normal was. As Trump tried to erase any trace of a predecessor who was black, and therefore inept, unpatriotic, chicken-hearted, and racist, Obama stayed silent. The architect of the past 8 years was being relegated to being a half-remembered Reconstructionist. 10 months later, a poll from New Hampshire tells us that 40% of the voters up north would vote in an instant for him to have a second term. Well, why not? As our European allies asked at 25, how could we do it a second time? Because we are not yet at war, because we have not yet been continually terrorized as many places around the globe have been, because our stock market is at new highs, the US of A to many seems swell. Steady, unchanged, feisty, of course, sometimes surprising and lucky. Why shouldn't this continue? Read Dear One's base, we suspect without a sudden North Korean or Iranian explosion, his favorable ratings will increase. Just slightly, but enough to brag about. The 1% are untouched. The middle class is so busy trying to stay in place, they're not really paying attention. The poor are always with us. So, it turns out, is corruption, to which we are rapidly getting acclimatized. There is no truth. There are no facts. Why were Americans on duty in Chad in the first place? Harvey Weinstein has made a choir boy of Dear One, who no longer, we presume, goes for the gusto. We are rapidly approaching the jumping off point where we may not like him much, but he's ours, our president. Millions of Republicans and Democrats are finally being led by a figure of some heft. It matters not that the real leading may well be coming from three revered and retired generals. The point is, we have a president with all his faults, and we love him, dear. People are beginning to come to his defense. People are still willing to align themselves a la Nuremberg. People are still waiting in misery in Puerto Rico. 10? Ha! Finally, we have a disciplinarian, misguided but ensconced. We do not yet have a moral leader, but that too can be seen around the corner. Even though common sense tells us he's ill-equipped for his job, he's on the job. That matters. Could Donald himself have peered into the glass and seen his transformation? You betcha, with Steve Bannon right behind him. It matters not that the emperor has no clothes. It only matters that there is an emperor. We may not be used to this kind of proto-fascist, but we can roll with the punches. In time, God forbid, people may be fearful of being abandoned by this charlatan. That is what we have to be on the alert for, the willingness to stand in the cheap seats, clapping our hands, dancing, keeping the beat, shouting the lyrics we've come so well to know. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.